2 years ago, the Assembly was considering a similar proposal that would have moved the current boundary south into Nanilchik, splitting the community in two just north of Oil Well Road. Former Assemblymember Brent Johnson introduced that ordinance, and now Assemblymember Dale Bagley is reviving the issue.
You know, I realize from a South Peninsula perspective that, you know, this financially hurts the South Peninsula Hospital, and that's not my intent. My intent is I don't think it's fair that people that live between Clam Gulch and Nanilchik pay for, you know, 2.35 mils to the South Peninsula Hospital when they're probably going north to the Central Peninsula Hospital.
Residents in the Central Peninsula Hospital service area pay next to nothing at 0.01 mils, while residents south of the current boundary pay 2.35 mils. But Bagley says if the ordinance passed, affected residents would still be on the hook for debt South Peninsula Hospital has taken on.
A chunk of that 2.35 is paying debt reimbursement, and they will still have to keep paying the debt reimbursement until that debt is paid off. But it would probably take 10 or 15 years. It would take a while.
Bagley's proposal would move the current boundary just south of Nanilchik. He says it's an issue of fairness, but South Peninsula Assembly members say the move would financially damage South Peninsula Hospital. Here's Assemblymember Willie Dunn.
It would harm our local hospital and reduce the revenue to the local hospital. So as it stands right now, I'm certainly opposed.
Bagley's proposal differs from previous versions in that it includes all of Nanilchik rather than splitting the community in two. But the South Peninsula Hospital estimated in 2016 that it would lose a minimum of $179,000 annually if the boundary moved to the midway point between the two hospitals. That number does not include oil and gas revenue from the state, and the borough has not released numbers based on the current proposal. Homer's representative on the Assembly, Kelly Cooper, opposes moving the boundary in any way. Cooper adds that the South Peninsula Hospital also provides several services to area residents through the local clinic in Nanilchik.
You know, we have people from Nanilchik on our opioid task force. We have our OBGYNs going up and working in their clinic. We do have quite a few people from Nanilchik that come to South for their care. And there's always that same old argument that, well, we think most of the people go north. Well, I haven't seen any figures or information that shows that.
The South Peninsula Hospital said in a 2016 resolution opposing the move that the hospital would legally not be able to provide services at the Nanilchik Clinic if it was removed from the service area. The resolution also says the number of Nanilchik residents driving to Homer for services has grown. It says about 150 Nanilchik residents were treated in 2005. That number grew to 240 residents in 2015 and continued growing into 2016, with 266 Nanilchik residents going to SPH by September of that year. Cooper adds she is also concerned about the quality of care patients from outside the service area receive.
We have people from all over the borough that have property in Homer that come down and go fishing, have their boats in our harbor, and they expect good quality hospital care if something happens.
South Peninsula Hospital declined to comment on the current proposal, saying it's still examining the measure. The ordinance is up for introduction at the Assembly's meeting on April 3rd, with a public hearing scheduled on May 1st. If passed, residents in the Central Peninsula Hospital service area would vote on whether to expand the area's boundaries. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.